Day 17, publish your offer. Okay, so after some careful planning, you're all set to take your offer out into the world, or at least hopefully you will be at some point soon. Today's call to action is going to be to set your launch date. Now, as part of that, you may want to ask yourself two questions. Question number one, what does success look like? And question number two, what does going live look like? Like, at what point can I say I've actually published my offer? And as I was writing the notes for this module, I was thinking back to this story that I told long ago in the $100 Startup. There was a guy named Andreas from the UK, and he had been wanting to start a side hustle for, I don't know, something like 6 months, and he had a bit of a struggle doing it. Like, his goal was to create this iPhone app and an online guide to London cycling routes, but it took him a while to figure out how to do it. And then his business partner, the one he was going to launch it with, dropped out just a couple weeks before they'd planned to launch. And Andreas was getting ready to take this big trip to Brazil. Well, he had to make a decision. He was like, you know, am I actually going to launch the app and go on this trip? Like, am I going to push the trip back? Am I going to push the launch back? And he decided to keep both of them. He was like, I'm going to keep the app launch deadline, but I'm also going to go on this trip. And so he literally launched the app from the Heathrow Airport departure lounge 30 minutes before boarding the flight. And that was an 11-hour flight, you know, no Wi-Fi on board. And later when he told the story, he was like, you know what? Probably going offline right after releasing the app wasn't the best strategy. But at the same time, like, I didn't have much of an audience. So I wasn't expecting a lot to happen. And it just felt good to kind of get it going. Well, he flew 11 hours and, you know, finally touches down in Brazil. And he like turns on his phone. He activates the roaming feature. And he's like, I'm just going to check really quickly because it's expensive to use the roaming feature. Probably nothing has happened, you know. And he logs in and sees a flood of app purchases. Like, it went really well right from the beginning. It actually paid for his plane ticket during the 11 hours that he was flying across the Atlantic Ocean. So after that, he continued on this connecting flight. He abandoned all hope of, you know, not using the roaming feature because it was so exciting to see those orders come in. And as an unrelated additional bonus, on that trip, he actually met somebody who became his long-term girlfriend. So it doesn't always work out like that, both in terms of, you know, launching the successful app and finding your partner the same week you launch your side hustle. But the point was, he set a deadline and decided to take action, even if it wasn't the ideal timing. In the side hustle book, I told us another story of a guy who launched an iPhone app. This was Steven Peterson. This app eventually went on to become a full-time income for him, earning something like $70,000 a year. But when he started, he had this really hard deadline of actually being one of the first apps in the App Store launch. And his app was called Routesy. It was something about measuring San Francisco traffic to help commuters in the Bay Area. And when he launched the app, it really wasn't ready. Like, by his own admission, it didn't look that great. It had some bugs. There were some features that really should have been in there, but he hadn't finished them in time. But he was running up against this hard deadline. And finally, he said to himself, you know what? If I don't do something about this now, it's probably never going to happen. And so, you know, you already know the end of the story. Like, you know, he's so glad he did, right? Because it turned into, as I said, a full-time income, pretty big success right from the start as well. And then he learned a lot more about it as he went along and got better. And, you know, I think now it's something like 40,000 people, you know, use this app every day, which is huge, of course. So same lesson there, like, set your launch date and stick with it. If you don't have a hard and fast deadline, maybe you can just create one for yourself, like create an artificial hard deadline. Sometimes people ask me why I publish my books traditionally, like with an actual publisher as opposed to self-publishing. They're like, can't you do everything yourself these days? And, you know, my answer is not really, actually. I mean, like, there are actually a lot of benefits for some authors to work with a traditional system. But for me, over the years, in addition to those benefits, I've realized that, you know, the deadlines that are kind of provided or required as part of that process of working with a team of people, and there's a catalog, and I can't just go to them like a month before book launch and say, actually, I need, you know, 2 more weeks, please. Having that built-in accountability actually helps me. So your call to action today is going to be to set your launch date and tell 3 people about it. Create that accountability. If you want, you can come and tell us in the community forum, tell everybody else in the society Slack group. And I would also remind you, if you think you're not ready at a certain point, you can always launch in beta. You can always launch in trial mode, trial phase, early release, whatever you want to call it. And that will allow you to continue working on it while also getting real feedback and hopefully some sales as well, right? So set your launch date and tell 3 people about it. I want you to have a story like Steven's, like Andreas's, like some of the other side hustlers that you've heard about on the show. Good luck.